Ivy. Im Jochel in Atzki. Den am Bolter Schach. Im Jochel in Atzki. Nire dem Häuser Jodo Psucho. Bishor Shinosan Gekhe Yodo. At a time when he put the get so her hand was Boswach. And he put the whole get in her hand. Except that she had gone to the chut. In Shara and Shecha Boyode, Bikovso Yodo Bechetzek. And then, after he put the whole get in her hand, so she closed it in such a way that he couldn't pull it out. So, Shimeisha Hamshecha, Lo Yuchal will be at slow, Shein Nergashes. Even though Afrizde says, get the Yodo in Shecha Boyode, in love, in Yochel and Atkir Aviyas, like, so, is Migrashes. So that's only in the case where at the time when you put the get, her hand is not open. So, Manele, the reason as to why he's not able to pull it out is because the Nisinim was in such a way that he couldn't pull it out. But if at the time when he put the get in hand, so the hand was open, and then after he put the get in her hand, while he was holding on to Yeshicha, she closed it. So the reason as to why he's incapable of pulling it out is because of her tzitzit. So maybe it's like tzitzit horadikality. So in other words, she's helping you in the nisim. It seems mistaba like that. So, in Yochel and Atkin Yira, in Oysa Yodok Sucho, Bishor Shishast Shunos Naye, the Yodok, in Shara and Shicho Biyodi, because the Yodok Bechizet, Shemesha Hamshiche, Lo Yuchal Avi, Etzlo Shein and Mirashis, Shai Kishinos and the Yodok, Kedim Shekot So, Lo Yuchal Avi, Etzlo, Vakfitze, Lo Yosohu, Elhu, So Akfitz Lo Yosohu, Elohi, Vahave Kiriha Rika, Deinim Yerashis, Vele Kvinim Vei, Vnosam Yod. So when does the Gemara say, when does Afrizda say, in Eini Yochel in Atik, is Migorashes? Vihoche dikoma in Eini Yochel Abiyas Migorashes, Kvin Shiroz in Yod Ikutso. And then he pushed it in. And then, when the get was in her hand, and then he held on to the chut, chuto hadir v'kav v'chizek, shim yimshech ha'mishicho lo yovi ha'get eslech. What Tosfos says here seems to be very mistaken. Then Tosfos says, the Rabbi Tam Nameh. So the Maram was Meichin, he put parentheses around the Nameh. He was Meichin Nameh, but let's ignore the parentheses because it can be explained very well without striking out the parentheses. Pireishim aget kolim kol kach shimreise limshich haget ilof tinote kamshicho in the In other words, suppose he puts the get into her hand, and the get is very heavy, very heavy. And he holds on to the chut, but he couldn't pull it out without kitzeh. The isha does not have to be kefitz a hand. It's very heavy, so he couldn't pull it out anyway. So it's also Migoresh. Very simple. Not only in the case. Needless to mention the first case. So of course, even Yochel Matik, Ravio Etzle, is mudrashes. In other words, where he putting the get in her hand when her hand was kvutza. So, and then he put it in such a way that in spite of the fact that he was holding onto the hood, he couldn't pull it out. Needless to mention, that's posher, that it's okay. But even in the case where her hand was completely open, where the get was very heavy, let's say, al tashels off, he put the tashels off, he rolled the get and the tashels off, so he put it, and she kept the get in her hand, with her hand open. He was holding onto this thing, and he couldn't pull it out, machmas the heaviness, because if he'll try to pull it out, so the string will tear off. So he's also a guy. It's a finish. The name is very good. Why the Maram struck it out, I can't understand. And the Marshal and the Nune Basre and the Maram Shin say that the name should not be stricken out. But there are other difficulties in this case. Now, here Tesla says, Niret im hoiso yodo psucho, vishas shemisho shenos na yet. What is a sof or a hey? What is here, vishas or visho? Visho, because here I have a sof, so that's in his toy safe. Visho shenos na yet. Tesla doesn't mention who says it. Tesis says, stop. Who is the Rishon who says that if at the time when in the Sinas Aget the hand was open and he could pull it out, but then she closed it, so then it's in the Midrash. Who is the Rishon who says it? Tesis doesn't say. But Tesis in Gittin, the Ayachas, mentions the same Aloche, the name of the Ri.
What was that word that
Debbie
was wondering about?
Right, because I have a
soft. Where?
Vishas. So that's a choice. Of the degree which should be Vishor Shinosnag. Or Vishas Nisinasagit. But Vishas Shinosnag is not correct anyway. Why? Well, it's not a degree question. And I'm not going to think anyway. Aber mir alle rede im Meire, schick vor Häuser jodo kfutzo. Wie hu toch hat agetle sich jodo. Wie im toch hat to kar bechese. Atschi in die Lohre, hatschi in die Oche noch wie ätzle, ich habe nun gehäuses. Wir haben Tami, wir haben Tami vor euch. Die jodo psuche aira schabla. So, he doesn't, the business by the Maram changed the years. Tesis Munzie, because here Tesis mentioned the name of Abutam, doesn't say Name. There's a reason, but is the right girl says, the Marshon Ram should say. No doubt about it. From Tam Forest, the God of Psuch Ayre, Shaka, the main Yochel of the Retzlein, Heinrich Gishaget Kvo, Kovit, the Nishm Sheikh Retzlein, Kinote Kamishich, the Tzorich Lizoyer, Shetei, Yagnisho, סוחו עד שיוניח לתת ביודו, בינתיק פיסיודו, ואית שעבר, איך הסברש כדת, ביודי לא יחד הגט, תחד את מגט ביודו ומשיך ביודי. ונירה דקושה, זה להתבור המיור הכלך ארצה, ושלפוסת, דעה וגט, אף על דעה ביד הבעל, להד את מסמו, מוסמו שלא יתיתל, ואנחנו את הלובה, שרמתם צאז, that in the case where the debt is covered and deeply, if he put the whole debt into her hand, but he held on to the string, and because of the heaviness of the debt, if he tried to pull it out, the string could tear off. So then she's miraculous. And he says, "Bitzoch v'zoya shetehei yadu yisho psucho, ashe yaniach kol haged b'yodo." Isn't there a direct? First he says, that if the b'yodo, b'yodo psucho, so it's only kosher in any yochel nadei, if machmas kevet haged, he will not be able to pull it out. And then he says so before he said he cannot put the get in the Isha's hand while the hand is open, because then if the Isha closes the hand, she is doing it. But he has to put it get while the hand of the Isha is partially closed. So then, machmasim, he's in sine, he couldn't be menatic. And then he says the reverse. He says, "Bitzoch v'zoya shetei yado yishatzoch, davke, it should remain open." Isn't that istira?
Is this the reader, or is this what Rebbeinu Thomas says, "Bitzoch v'zoya"?
Well, if it's not having the time, so then he should say, "Avol mire," that shetzorich lizoya. But since it's one continuum, one hemshah, it's mashma. It's have like a tamshite, no?
So it's Rebbe Tam's shita.
Yeah, tamshite. So and Rebbe Tam is the same shita as the Ri. The same shita states in Gomitzia. Then Tesis says, no, v'nira di kosha. Why? The leibora, the orat lechal seu shloposi, davigen, s'afal davigen, abal hodik nosno, shalititil, amachot al leibora. So, the raya from orat lechal seu seems to be a good raya, but we have to understand the glory of orat lechal seu also. What is orat lechal seu? Orat lechal seu means he has the get pushed in beneath the belt, and then he loosens the belt, so the Isha takes it out. What kind of machine is it? In other words, he just loosens the belt. So why is it different? When he puts, let's say the Isha sits away from him at a great distance, so he throws it. She throws it. He throws the get near her seat. So of course it's literal card. So why is this different? So obviously we have to explain the orat lecharze in the case where he, as a result of loosening the belt, he throws it like this when it's very tight. So he couldn't throw it. He couldn't put it out. When he loosens the belt, and then he pushes it, then he is able to push it out into the hand of the Isha, into the hand of Isha. Then it's good. So what kind of a raya is it here? So he pushes it out from beneath the belt into the hand of the Isha, and he lets his hands off the get. So that's why she's not precious. So what kind of a lie is it? To the case where the young Isha is psucho the time of the sinus aget, and then she closes the hand. So at first they said that it's no good, because the reason why it cannot be nothing is because of her closing, her kvitzit. But and then he says no, not like I'm a tam, because the guy is from Gomart Lechasi Shlofasi, but we have to explain Ort Lechasi Shlofasi in that sense. So apparently, Tesvis holds the machlekes between Rabbi Tam and the other lesson is, of course, if the Isha, by letting the belt, by loosening the belt, the Isha takes out the get, then of course it's not good. Then it's like an attack. But suppose he loosens the belt, and because of that, he pushes one end of the get into her hand. But the other end of the get is still remains stuck beneath the belt. Then, once she has one end of the get in her hand, she pushes out the whole get. In that case, there is a machlek. You see what I mean? The Baal has the belt.
Yeah.
And the get is stuck beneath the belt. And the get happens to be stuck in his back. So then, and the Isha stands in back of him, and he wants to help her receive the get. So he loosens the belt in the back, and then the get falls into the hand of the Isha. And so that's good. But why is it good? So then she does everything. He only makes it easier for her to take out the get from his belt. So, suppose the Isha, let's say, his hand shakes, so he cannot put the get, but he holds on, on the contrary, the Isha's hand shakes, so she cannot take the get, so he holds on to her hand, and the Isha takes out the get. So of course, it's no missing it. So you have to understand. So obviously,
That's not the Sina.
The Baal has to put it in her hand. Not that the Baal helps the Isha to take it out from his hand. So obviously, that's the question. We have to apply the Gemara or Klecharze to the case whereby loosening the belt. So he's able to push it into her hand. So then, of course, then it's good. If by loosening like this, since the belt is in back of him, he's unable to push it out, it's so tight. But when he loosens, then he's able to put his hand and push the get into the Isha's hand.
That pushing is the mice in the scene then.
That's right.
Even though she already caught the get in her hand.
No, she didn't do anything. Nothing. She just had her hands open. Beneath that. But she couldn't pull it out because the get was stuck behind the belt. So you couldn't pull it out. Some melee. Since he couldn't pull it out, So he loosened the belt in back of him, and then he was able to push it into the hand of the Isha. So if the Baal, as a result of loosening the belt, pushed himself, the whole part, into the hand of the Isha, so what kind of a bearing do it have in that case, when the hand of the Isha was psucho, and then And then the Isha, he put the whole get into her hand, and before she closed, the Baal was still holding down to part of the get. So it's not a get. In other words, she has to close her hand after the Baal let off the whole get. Yes, let off on what kind of a bear is it? So the Machlekes, I think, is in the case where the Baal, as a result of losing the belt in his back, so pushed the din, Yodai, into the hand of the Isha. But he didn't push in the whole get. Just one, he pushed into a hand, this hand, and the other half, so he remained Tolubavia. Remained Tolubavia. So then there is a machlekes between the two shins. I think there's a pshatim case. Alright. It's clear.
What's the case again? Sorry.
As a result of loosening the belt, so he pushed it to get into her hand, and he put this part of the get in her hand, and then the other half of the get, he was still holding on. But if at the time when she received this half of the get into her hand, so he was not in a position to pull it out, because the major portion of the get was already in her hand, so then it's okay. That's the machlekes between the 2 days.
So what would be the test? What would define whether it was a good get or not? Whether the giving was a...
The machlekes between the two shittas is, if he put half of the get into her hand, and the other half still remains in his hand. So the question is, but she cannot pull it out from her because she holds on to the bulk of the get. If he cannot pull it out from her, so according to one she thinks this in the first one, so it's not good. According to the second lotion, it is. That's the 2 days.
And now there would be a riot from that tomorrow?
Not apparently. Have a riot? Apparently.
When Tastus
in the first lotion said, so Zoya, let's say, assuming he's on the town, Shitei Adonisha Psucho, Ashkaniya Korakeb Yodo, so on the town Shitei is, the Torah, the heart, is reference to the case where he, by loosening the belt, pushed the whole get into hand, not just part of the get, but the whole get. That's why it's good. So then the other Russian said, it's really down the top. Now, back we are talking about the wall. Yes, is it clear now?
I think so. Okay. If that's the case, though, then the Maharam is really right in his Girsa and Daf Zayins. Then Rabbein Tam is arguing on the Reed. In other words, in terms of this Raya, it's only a Raya to Rabbein Tam.
No, it's not a Raya to the Maharam, because their tasteless talks of the case where the whole get was put in the Isha's hand. In the Isha's hand. And then he only held onto the string, which is an outside thing. So there, in that case, he's all right. If by holding on the string, yeah, everybody. By holding on, trying to pull it out, so the string will tear off. Now, then, so here, all the achreim is the kasha. That here, Tisbeth mentions that in the name of the Ri. The Niran did my reshe for Riso Yodok Futso. The Hutok of Wadget, the Sikh Yodok. תור עד את השחיונו, ואם תוך את פוקר בחילי, עד שאני יוכל להביא אצלי עד המדרשת, so, that's, in other words, he mentions it in the name of David. The Rosh mentions in the name of David just the reverse. Now you take a look at the Rosh, Pelek HaZeirik, Nikdeh. אמר אפריז, גד ביודו, ומשיכה ביודי, ויוכל לנתקי ולהביע אצלי, אינו מגרשס, ולאו מגרשס, פירש רבנתם, בגין שהגד כבור כובד, והמשיכה דקו, די, מושך ולגבי מיצק, וכינין זה פירש הרב הגייסי, בשם רשבם, וכגין דמידק הקש היופי, ולמיצה כשהביאו אצלי, אבו מקופס יודם, ומחמזה יציג החוץ, כשהוא מישך למיקה נסימי, וריאים מיידים מתפשט בנסימי. וריאים לה, תסבס מישנימי, לצלוי מיקה נסימי, and the Rosh mentions, in the name of the Reed, מתפשט בנסימי. And the Mordechai, Litton also says the same thing, that ריאים מיידים מתפשט בנסימי. Even שולי איסלם סימי, קפיר, שפיר, שפיר. בנוסה, קרינם בי שפיר בנוסה, אף על פי שיבה מנס. So it's his theory. So, the common sinner has this kashi. It's his theory between what he says, in it and says in the name of the Yid, and what the Rosh and the Mordechai say in the name of the Yid. So, the Rabbi Sanon says that the V here, the V here, or the V in Tisvis, is not a V, but Rabbi Yehi.
How does he know that?
In order to reconcile the apparent theory.
Does he know which one is Rabbi Yehi?
One second. It doesn't matter, but... find it in common channel, I can't understand it.
Oh.
Well, it's not a common channel. Well, somebody else. What's the one? Somebody else. Now, the Bach says that when Tishbe says, it means that it's the same Ri, but Niral Ri is the Shikha of the Ri after it was Chazer from the Shikha of the Rosh and the Molachim. But the Bishmuel in Simen Kuflam Tresen Ibn Ezra, he gives a very simple parrot. It all depends. If the Ishe was Kepitz Yodot after he put the get into her hand, and then he put the get into her hand, in such a way that he while he was holding on to the string, if he tried to pull it out, the string would tear off, then it's good. But suppose the Ishe had the hand open while the Baal, before the Baal put the get into her hand, and then the Baal put the get into her hand, and then the Ishe was closer, so then she's not in the rush. It seems to be a very simple tarot. The Bishmuel says it in Daf Kuflam Ches. All right. Now we have to go.
Could we repeat the tarot one more time?
It all depends. There are two situations. One situation is the Isha's hand was open, and he put the get into her hand, and then. And he put a whole get into her hand, but he was holding on to the string. And then she closed it. So as a result of closing her hand, after the whole get was in her hand, he couldn't pull it out. So then it's good.
Why is that good?
It was because he put the whole get into her hand.
But he still could have pulled it out with the string.
One second. And then he was holding down, and then while he was holding down to the string, she closed it. The whole get was in her hand. And the whole get, Mati Mashu, was in his hand. But the string was still in his hand. Not the get, string. Then, the moment the whole get was placed by the bar into her hand, she closed the hand. And she closed the end, and then the Baal let off his hands from the string. So then he's Megoreshes.
And in the other case, he's still holding on to the part of the get.
That's right.
The string is not integral to the get.
That's right. Very simple terms.
The Shaila and the Rush, but they're giving over Mitzvah's get, and retaining the other get is good enough.
That's right.
Would Shaila and Rambam and Bayevet, Rambam and the Rashba, yes, do they have any bearing?
No, I don't think so. there he put a get, the vow put a get into the Eves' hands while he was Yoshe. He's Yoshe. Then the Rambam says, she's not Midrashes, but when she wakes up, when he wakes up, and he gives the get, and the Eved puts the get into her hand, she's Midrashes. So the Rashbo asks, so it's like the Tachmar Adat. So Reb Chaim says, it all depends. There are certain halachas of Dum Yediyodo, that if it's not Dum Yediyodo, it doesn't become Yad. And there are certain halachas of Dum Yediyodo, that even in Yad itself, is not gaining. So, the Hashitas HaRambam is by Yishenu. So Tesis says, Nosno Pishi Yishenu, Niyuro Veim Alo Ariz Ebitech Midrashis. But until she wakes up, she's not Midrashis. So Tesis says, because she's in Yishalcho Veim Chizeres. But the Rambam, she says, Dadar Yishenu. The Tesis reads, Dadar Yishenu. Because while she's Yishenu, she cannot be divorced. Because the get is not mishtana ledaito. So yad it is, but it's a chisom in king yad. So king yad, so as long as the nisine was fulfilled, just the king of the paper of the get, the power.
But maybe the shayla and the rush is that if all you need is a nisina, so then a nisina kolder would be enough. The nisina b'mitzas, would be satisfactory. But if you need a Kenyan, a
Maisa
Kenyan, then perhaps it needs the whole thing, the whole
get. Could be. I don't know. I don't want to discuss. Now let's see the taste that our previous discussion and the taste is Mitsubes yesterday. My Yukim and I, between Abaye and Ode, according to Abaye, so according to Mechuni Barakone, just as we say from the Rabbi, the Rabbi Kore, so we say with Amisi Yishamayim also. According to Ode, even according to Mechuni Barakone, only Kore, by Kore we say, come with the Rabbi. But neither of these is one. So, my deny, each of the deny, so shall for two. Like by a potter, who will all the high. Like by a potter, one of the three. Reader and the fungi of the Nakoni, the Indian Helvish shall have really the offer, shall hire, shall form his hire with the Indian, Kaden shall bowl with the Isahil, Almo the Indian, the Akhi Nakoni, his hire the Nakhil Abbey, עד אוכלי, אוכל נאמי בי נדעת בי כאן לי, נשחי לי נפשי להב עד אוכלי. אוכל מהסקינון, כדי שתוך אפלי חדי ריסיך בי. סייב סייב, כיד בי לא עשי כאן לי, נשחי לי נפשי להב עד בול. כדי שתוך אפלי נסייב לסבלי. איך אתה? איד מוצלה דווה, דזה, אין דוזן, מהידה, אין. And if he doesn't, so he's mechuyev. At that time, before we swallow it, he didn't what's right doing, am I chay? So he didn't do anything. The person pushes it into his misafriyeh. He's the dazzling, he's the magic, he's everything. And the Tsar himself doesn't do anything. So the Gemara says, lo yitzrichet mitzvot shel ha'Torah v'yadchak. So, and he is high. Now, so Asher says, Jesus mentions Asher's child. Vidal Moshala Dura my high. Pierre Batunkas my high. Miss, you know, because of the lead of the week, it is in the same way. But we are going to eat right. So Asher she did. I discussed yesterday, but there is a lot of time to ask here. So she didn't go back It's two changes. One, that the Tani Lecheskes Halacha applies only to Chinesh Chesmes, because the Yachid, the common Rav Neiman Chesmes, is learned out from the Pasuk, in Lodi Yossi, Onish Yonish, Hoi Yesh Ossi, Lo Yonish, so on that Halacha, Hoi Yesh Ossi, Yonish, there is a Tani Lecheskes. Maka Odom, Maka Beimo, Ma Maka Beimo, so it's a lacto, in a shady amazement, being Mishan on Shady Mishan. The pattern is that one. Allah will hide that one, because Odom will lay long. After Maka Odom, the pattern of that one, like the holiday, being shady amazing, being Mishan on Shady Mishan. So one was...
You mean to tell me that if you're not
mistaken,
you're still quiet by this?
You're still potter. If somebody will be Mechal Shabbos while he's stealing the chayfes from Elishu Sarabi, his nation, the chayfes, from the house of the owner into Elishu Sarabi. So then, but he didn't be shaking. He didn't know that it's also to be raising Elishu Sarabi, Elishu Sarabi. So he's still potter on Shabbos.
Why?
This exerts Hakosu, the Ekish, what do you mean why?
The exerts Hakosu is the God that came with
the Ramna yet. So that applies only to the Achil, to Mrs. Bezin, but it doesn't apply to Mrs. Yishamai. Even the Kogid of Rin Hakosu. I explained it yesterday, because the Gavi Mrs. Bezin, we have two Pturi. One, Hoy Yish Hossein Onishon, and the other is Kidei Rish Hossein, Mishum Risho Achas Atum Mechaylei, Vi Atum Mechaylei Mishum Shtei Rish. Masheim Keil, the Gavi Kores of Mishim Yishamayim, according to Rav Nachunim Rakone, so that there is a Kosov of Hoy Yish Hossein, Onishon is not child. Because there he talks about Rishichet, there is a few of Mrs. Bezin. But on what grounds does Rav Nachumi ben Hakone say that Chiyuv Kores or Mishum Shamayim patters from Tashlumim on the ground of Mishum Risho Achas Atum Lechaim Vei Atum Lechaim Vei Shtei Rishis? So that's only amazing. But Bishayei, so then there is no there is only a Rishachas moment, there is no Chiyuv of Mishum Shamayim or Kores. That's one explanation given in Shinku Betzes and Rashi Shiti. And the other explanation is the Teinoch and Amel, that the Drosha of Tami Becheshki applies to Chiyuv Mishum Shamayim also. But according to Rashi, there is a difference between Sheyik and Amos. Sheik is a Maisadere, and the Dark is a Cheke, and is Machuik and Chude. Onus is not even, the Gavr is not even a Cheke. An Onus Gomor, there is a Dinonus, so then is a Cheke. But an Onus Gomor like Nara Moroso, she has seen some. The Ines Bisode, she couldn't have screamed. She's not a Chatas. Some Mele, Tone Becheskes, Haloche, applies only to a case where there is a Maisadera, but not to a case where there is no Maisadera altogether. All right. Now, the case says, Pirish HaKumpres, Amai Chayim.
As far as the halakha of Adam and the Ola, does that apply by Onis or not? Right, so you would say
the sheet of the Ramban is that even the onus gomor, let's say like the ruach sorah of the Yohan Novi, so he's still high. But Tesvis in the Lakami mentions